actually make those dreams come true are now in Babylon. And the really good ones in Babylon, they're getting good meat. They're getting good change of clothing. Mm-hmm. The folks from the king's family, some of them are learning the language in Babylon, the culture in Babylon. They're being taught, listen, you're not like all those other people. You'll be left behind in Judah. Mm-hmm. All right? This is your new life. Your thoughts of being the masters of Judah, let those thoughts die. You can be princes here. Under King Nebuchadnezzar, learn our language, learn our customs, learn our culture. Be one of us. There's a race called the Borg in Star Trek. Who knows who the Borg are? Resistance is futile. All right, they are amazing. What they do is they come into an area, and their whole thing is technology. They have a hive mind. They all think the same thing. They have a queen, and she has thoughts, and everyone around her that's a Borg has those thoughts. And basically what they do is assimilate. Once they come in contact with a culture, they assimilate one person from that culture, and they can then have all of that culture's unique and distinctiveness added to their own. And once they do that, they can do their technology, they can do all the stuff that culture knows. They have access to all of that. They move to the next culture. And the Borg are extremely powerful. In the ancient world, we find the Assyrians did this. They would go and they take over nations. They bring the captives, the best of the captives, home. And what do you do with the captives when you bring them home? Well, some people, what they do as prisoners of war, they'll put their eyes out, spit on them a little bit, slap them around and whatnot, push them down on the ground, laugh at them a little bit. You know, humiliate your enemy, make them feel subservient. But after a while, what you learn is the kingdoms you have conquered have things about them that you don't have. Mm-hmm. They know things that you don't know. So what started happening is they capture the best and the brightest and learn from them. They feed them, clothe them, and make them a part of their own culture. The Babylonians are where we're talking about. Now, they did that. So they took the best and brightest out of Judah, learned all they could from them, gave them a great life, a new start even. And as we go back, we go down through the chapter, the king Nebuchadnezzar takes somebody and does something with him. We're around verse, let's see what verse we're. He takes somebody and he changes his name. Who are we talking about?
His father's brother.
And the king of Babylon made Mattaniah, his father's brother, king in his stead, and changed his name to
Zedekiah.
Nebuchadnezzar, this is not the only time, this is the first time we see it here, but that's not the only time he did that. Who else did he change people's name? Who else's name did he change?
Daniel.
He changed Daniel's name. Who remembers Daniel's new name?
Was it Belteshazzar?
I think it's Belteshazzar. What about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Those are the names he changed it to. Mm-hmm. We know them by the name, their Babylonian names, but what were their Hebrew names? The Hebrew boys. Is there value in changing the name of your defeated, captured people? What's the value in that?
To move forward.
Well, one of the things, quite simply, is any tie that a person has to the culture that they were a part of brings a difference between you and the people that have conquered you. Mm-hmm. And whenever there's that division, there's always that contrast in your mind, and somewhere in there, the whole reason that they brought them in instead of exiling them is so that they would eliminate the possibility that there be lines drawn. Mm-hmm. If we can smear those lines or eliminate the lines altogether, whether it's how you dress, what you eat, or your name, what you respond to, the way, mm-hmm. the culture that you're part of, make you a part of this one so you're not a threat to us. And if you're no longer a threat, then, hey, just like it in not just like, but it made me think of Beauty and the Beast, where Belle gave up herself in the place of her father, but became a prisoner. Mm-hmm. And as a prisoner, then she was moved into living quarters. Like, you can live in the castles, go wherever you want to, but you can't leave. That sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm making you welcome as a prisoner. You're still a prisoner, but you just won't have to wear chains. Mm-hmm. At least not ones that you can see.
Right. It's the gilded cage.
Right.
The gilded cage is still a cage. Mm-hmm. No matter how beautiful they make it, it's still a cage. Mm-hmm. Were you about to say something?
I think also with changing the name, it disassociates you with where you came from. Mm-hmm. Like what you were saying, I think about when they say, John, that's my slave name, you know, because mm-hmm. you were given the name of your slave owners or whatever. So it makes you a part of, like you were saying, that group that's conquered you and disassociates you with where you came from. Because you don't even know what your name is.
Yeah.
The name back in those days pretty much said everything. It said your tribe. It said your line. It gave a lot of
information.
And connection.
And on that same line, it's not just for the people whose name you've changed. It's for those who come after. Because mm-hmm. for some, they won't know anything
but
Babylonian mm-hmm. culture.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're growing up in that, and they're not going to have this uprising like, wait, we were taken from this, No, let's not deal with our history.
Can you compare that to what happened in this country with slavery?
Well, it's very similar. Mm-hmm. Because if you take from people their identity, what they were known as, you smear that line, once again, that ties them to Africa. Mm-hmm. And then you look at those in Africa. How many of us could go to Africa and be, I mean, not saying that there's only one country there, but pick a place and see if you can go there and feel at home. It's not the same. They don't look at you as African. They look at you as American because you've been Americanized. And then here, there are places where they won't accept you as American. You're African American. No, we are American. This is where we're from. This is our culture. But the lines that are drawn there, this is like, That's almost even a different thing because mm-hmm. with our country, it was taken. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we call it our country, this country will say the country. And because there was a nation here before there,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they are like on the outskirts. But one of the things about the natives, one of the things about them is they never let go of their culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's why they are so strong with one another now, because regardless of who comes in, what changes and everything, they may be out on reservations or whatever, but they know their culture. Mm-hmm. They're in the country where their culture was started, regardless of how the changes have taken place.
Or on the continent.
On the continent.
Yeah.
Where its origin. It'd be different if they came to Sudan and Americanized it there.
Mm-hmm.
Because even then, you're in the country of your origin
mm-hmm.
and you're still able to learn from it. Like, you have landmarks and everything, but we were pulled from all of that
mm-hmm.
and put into a place and told what we were and what we needed to be. And this is the culture we got to follow now.
And then generations go by, and after those generations go by, the people that you conquered don't even see themselves as what they were. Right. So now we don't even think of ourselves as Africans anymore.
No.
You know why? Because we're not. At a certain point, there's been so much mixing going back and forth that we are here. That's what we are. We're here. Are we Africans? Us at the table, we have Africa in us. We have, some of us have Hispanic in us. Some of us have white in us. Some of us have American Indian in us. You know, some of us have all kinds of stuff in us. And it's all jumbled up. And after a certain amount of time, we are not what we were in the beginning. Tribes. We're not that tribe anymore. We are not African. But that is our heritage. And the first step is changing the name.